We are assuming senior test. We're at the end of Steve Gimmel, the Mechaber. The Mechaber is speaking about two meaning. So the Mechaber ends off by saying, if a person had two meaning, he was bore one mean, and he has no intent to eat it now, he's going to eat it later. Even though he intends to eat this machol the same day, kigoyin shebirer shachris lechel main ha'abayim, that he was boirer in the morning to eat. The pashtus of the mechaber means that he was boirer before the first sudeh to eat by the second sudeh. Chayev, he is chayev. That is what the lotion of the mechaber is. Shebira shachis lechel bein abayim. And let us just be moirer. In these days, here he's speaking about his moirer two minei oichlem. He has the raisins and the nuts, and he's boiler the raisins before the Suda Shachis to eat Bein Arbayim by the Suda Shlishis. So that is the lotion of the Mechaber here. The Mechaber in Sif Beis, HaBoirer Oichel Mitoich HaBsoilis V'yodoi la'anichoi afilu leboi bayoim. Here we didn't mention such a long span of time. Nasa keboira lo'itza v'chayim. Here he says if he was boira oito la'anichoi afilu leboi bayoim, he's going to eat it later. He's not going to eat it now. It's not before the Sudeh. He's going to eat it later by the Sudeh, so he's chayev. So in Siv Beis, when the Mechaber speaks about Boirer Oichel Mitech Pseilis, he does not mention a long time span. He says, L'boi Bayoim, that's called Keboirer Lo'ita. If he's not up to eating now, it's not before the Sudem, so this is called Boirer Lo'ita. And see, Gimel, when he is speaking about Shnei Minei Oichlem, so here all of a sudden he says, Afilu L'boi Bayoim V'mbira V'nich La'achas Man. Here he gives a moshul Kigoyin Shebira Shashes Lechel Bein Abayim. Here he gives a moshul of his boirer before the first Sudeh to eat by the second Sudeh. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sidkot Tezayin, Shebira Shachris, don't make any diyukim. Vuhu adin im hoyazman muflig misudis bein abayim. Because not necessarily he's before the sudis shachris. And he's, but that means, and the before Sudeh Shachris, he's boirer the nuts for Sudeh Shlishis. I feel like it's after Sudeh Shachris, but it's not before the Sudeh Shlishis, it's also awesome. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming to tell us, don't make the yukim that the Mechaber and Sif Beis somehow By Boyer Eichel, because Psylus, there the Machaber seems to say if he's not going to eat it right away, it's called Boyer. And here, by Shnei Mini Eichel, and he holds there's a chilik, so the Mishabur says, don't make such chilukim, there is no difference. And if to really appreciate this, let us just see the Sabir Halochim, Shabir Shachris. I am a Mishnah Brure, Ken Kosov, Besefer Tois Vishabes, Besefer Meiser Kech, Voida Choinim, that there is no difference between Oichel Mitoich Oichel and Oichel Mitoich Psalus. Viyesh Achoinim, but he's just coming to tell us this in the Bir Alocha all the way on top. Shabir Shachis. So v'yesh achoynim v'mognabron v'klolom shetiko d'le'inyin shnei mine oichlem nishtane hadin miboyre oichel mipsailas. The Magnabrom says there's a difference. V'loy nikra boy v'yoyim ke'im misuda l'suda. Ha'acher she'ochel asuda meichel asuda achers avshir dainz man muflag lo mikol mokim b'chlal la'al tohu neshites ha'mogin Avrom is that oichel mitoich oichel is mutter. If it is right, if it is after the first suda, before the second suda, V'yesh li'zoya b'zei, says one should not be soymach on the Magen Avrom, b'negeya b'isar d'yaraisa. So therefore, the Bir Halacha says, that's what he said in Mishnah Brura. He said that oichel mitoich oichel, the soul heter to be boyer, is also only right before the sudan. But if there is a zman mufling between the achila and the sudan, it is also. So that's how the Magen Avrom paskins. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, not like the Magen Avrom. Now, let us see Siv Dalit. Haboyer Psoilus Mitoich Oichel. If a person takes out Psoilus Mitoich Oichel, Afilu Biyodoi Achas, we have to understand what the Chiddush is over here, that with one hand he's taking it out. Others are moichik da'achas, so then we'll understand it a little better. Afilu biyodoi, without a keli, he took psoilus from oichel chayiv. Zotter emo, v'afilu ha'oichel merube. Even if the oichel is a lot, that means he has a taruvis, there's a small amount of psoilus, and most of it is oichel. So the convenient anhoga would be to take out, there's 10 pieces of psoilus, there's 100 pieces of oichel, it's more. So the convenient oichel would be to take out the 10 pieces of psoilus. That's going to take 3 minutes. If I'm going to be more than the 100 pieces of oichel, that's going to take a long period of time. Zakta Rema, don't think about convenience. V'afilu ha'oichel merubim, afilu there's more oichel than psoilus. V'yesh yoyser toirach b'breiras ha'oichel, and there's a greater tirche by being boirer da'oichel. Afilohochi, so one will think it's a tirche Shabbos. Afilohochi lo yivre abseiris afilu kedei lecha lauta. There's no heter whatsoever. If one is boira de oichel, that's called derech achila. Derech achila is mutter. If one is boira de pseiris, that's called Tikkun ha'oichel, that's the melacha of boire. The melacha of boire is, I'm being misakin the oichel by taking the wealth out all the impurifications. So memele, so even though there's not so much psoilus and there's a lot of oichel, and there's a big tilchet to take out the oichel from the psoilus, but taking out the oichel from the psoilus is derech achila. Taking out the psoilus from the oichel is derech breira. Tefillah k'dei lecho la'alfei. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Biyodai achas. So now he hear the skills biyodai achas. So what is the chiddush that he was boire psoilus afilu biyodai achas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, so what's the chiddush? After the kamon b'siv zayin isim, the lenapeach biyodai achas muter. There could be, it means he's shaking. There's a taruvis of, there's a taruvis of kernels of wheat together with the husks, and by shaking it in one hand, he'll be able to separate it. And there it's mutar. He said, "The lenapeach biyodei achas mutar." Hosam, when we'll come to there, we'll see lav derech breira hu bozeh. So there, this biyodei achas, there the derech breira was, he used to hold it in both hands and shake it. That was the derech breira. So shaking it in one hand is not derech breira. So there's a heter of yodei achas. But my shame came bestam breira, but here to take out the psoilus, lemikri shum shini aidei ma shebira biyodei achasi, that he took out the psoilus with one hand, that is not a shini whatsoever. So that is the chiddush biyodei achas. Here, using one hand to take out the impurities that were ma'urim, with the oichel is not called a shinui, and these chayes. This is a beira d'oraisa. V'yesh to legolsi klal teves achas. Others are not geiris the word achas. Afilu biyodai chayes. V'ike revuse hu dafilu biyodai. And even though he's not using a keli to purify the taruvis, he's doing it with his hands. The ba'oichel mitoyseilis mekelinem bozeh. If with his hands, he'd be doing the exact opposite. He takes the oichel from the psoilis, so that's called derech achila. So biyodoi, that means if I'm using a keli to purify the food, I'm using a type of a sieve, some mele, so whatever it is, that's called the derech breira. But if I take out the oichel from the psoilus, it's called derech achila. So here the chiddush is, so biyodai is only a heter if I take the oichel from the psoilus, that's called derech achila. But if I'm doing the opposite, I'm taking the psoilus from the oichel chayev. That is the chiddush of the Mechaber. V'yesh yoiser, then he says, even though the oichel is merubeh, and there's a larger tichah, kiwibuch, the oichel from the psoilus, what's the loymal? The biyonte b'chiyai gavne, psorich libre ha-psoilus. In yontev, we have to know in yontev, so boirer is mutter according to many rishonim. That means just like this is tzorchei oichel nefesh, so boirer is also mutter. So there, the halacha is, so if I have a paruvis, roiv oichol, and miyipsailis, so there I take into consideration the tirche. I mean, since by is mutas, I can take away the 10 pieces of psailis and finished. And that wouldn't be teireach in Yom Tov. If I'll take away the 100 pieces of oichol, this appears in Yom Tov. So by Yom Tov, the halacha is the exact opposite. The biyontev bechiyai gavne, so zich livrer hapsoilis. There the loch is, you take out the 10 pieces of psoilis. Tomash melon, the shani hosom, the mishom simchis yontev hu kedei lamayit petiche. That means that there's no iser boira. So fakir, so then we take into consideration the Simchas Yom Tov. So Boirer is Mutter, so I can take the Pesilus Mitoich Oichol, and I will not be involved a long period of time to take out all the Oichol. Avol Hoche Derech Breirehu. But over here, it's Derech Breirehu. Now, before we go further, there is a moyadik, you say this, the Kibir Halacha here. I would not like to learn the complete Bir Halacha, but some Nekudis I'd like to mention. Let us just start the Bir Halacha, and then we'll be medalik in this Bir Halacha. But there is moyadik, you say this, the Kizahim. Haboirer, the Bir Halacha starts, Haboirer Psoiles Mitoich Oichol. That's Haboirer Psoiles Mitoich Oichol. Some, over here. Are you ever living? Haboirer Psoiles Mitoich Oichol. Zeh Loshen HaRambam. This is the Loshen HaRambam. The Rambam says, you take out the psoilus from the oichol, you are chayit. But the psoilus mitoich oichol. Hainu afilu la'alter. That means he's going to eat. And before the suda, he takes out the psoilus from the oichol. So he's chayit. The ila achas man, if he's doing this not before the suda, Afilu oichol mitoich psoilus chayev. Right. So we know now so far. So we have here such a halacha that means before the suda, and we learned last week before the suda, a half an hour before, or what time is necessary to prepare. That's called derech achila. So that means it will take me 15 minutes. Before the Suda to take out the oichol from the psoilus, so 15 minutes before the Suda, I go and take out the oichol from the psoilus, and then we start eating. So even though it's not mamish b'shasa, that's called already derech achila, samach l'suda, and that's oichol mitoich psoilus is muta. Close to the Suda, right before the Suda, and Psoilus Mitoich Oichol is Chayev. That is this din. Now, V'yesh Lehistapik. Now he has a Sofik. He has a Moedike Sofik. Im Shem Boire Munach Tavke, Kshe Boire Mikoiden, Umeichen lecher la'alter. That means these are 15 minutes before the Suda. I'm not eating yet. I'm preparing for the Suda. So there's a chiddush that oichol mitoich psoilus is called derech achila. At night before the Suda, I'm allowed to take the oichol. To take psoilus mitoich oichol, that's called derech tikkun. That means before the Suda, I want to make sure that the oichol should be pure. There shouldn't be any psoilus there. So I take away all the psoilus. That is called derech tikkun. And that is klo psoilus mitoich oichol is chayiv. no letter is only Eichel Mitech Pselus, and this is right before the Suda. Now, but what is the din Avol? In Be'eish Ha'achila Gufe, She'oiches B'yodoi V'roitze Lechel. I'm in the middle of eating now. I'm not preparing the food. I'm in the middle of eating. I have a piece of fish in my hand. There's a bone in the fish. So is this called derech achila? That means what I do before the suda, that's called derech breya. That's for sure. But if I'm in the midst of eating, and now I'm eating, this is a bone over here, so I take out the bone in order to eat the fish. Is this called derech achila? That's how you eat. I'm not fixing the machu. That's not called tikkun ha-machol. This is called derech achila. Or no. No, it's only called derech achila by take oichel mitech pselus. This is the subject that the Bir Halacha has. The roitze lechel moitze ha-pselus u-mashlichoi lo-shayich boire. This is not called boire. Am shoi sedovo zekoi de-machila, even though he does this before he's eating. Dizehu derech machol, that's how you eat. Not I'm being misakin the food now. That's how you eat. And you have pselus, you take away the pselus. I do maloshna. No. You have to take the oichel from the psoilus, and then, if you took the oichel, so then you throw away the psoilus. One thing, oishayashlich min ha-oichel imoy. Or, he has a second side, which he holds as mutter. When I'll take out the psoilus, I'll take out the psoilus together with some oichel on it. That means I'll have a bone that has some fish on it. I have a bone that has some meat on it. So I'm taking out the bone with the meat. So then it's not considered I'm being boirer psoilus me oichel. I'm taking oil. There's this meat on the bone. I'm not going to eat the meat. So what? That's irrelevant. But I'll come on him when I take the bone with the meat. So it's called, this is one piece of meat. Some of the meat I'm going to eat, some of the meat I won't eat. So here's a sausage. So here the suffix. Matzasi b'sefer Birkei Yosef. Shekosav shenechleku badover mari abul lafie umarit tzaloin. A machlokes two gedolim. Shemario meiko, he holds b'shas achile. One is permitted to take away the psoilus. So the maritats holds a filu. I'm in the process of eating. And in the process, I come across a psoilus. You have a problem. You can't take out the psoilus. This is psoilus mitoichel. And because of this, that means I'm in the middle of drinking a kois, and all of a sudden I see that there's a fly, a dead fly, a live fly, whatever it is in the kois. So he says, you're not allowed to take out the fly. You have to take some of the mashke in the kois. You have to take some of the mashke in the kois. That means I'm taking mashke. So I'm taking oichel. That means I'll take a spoon. the spoon I'll have, let's say I have a case of wine, and there's some sort of a zvuv in this case. So I take a spoon, I don't take out the zvuv alone. I take a big spoon with some wine in it, and that's what I do to remove the fly. Tell him, can you still come, can sas maske imo? Iterat me tamache, while the kama besieves tezayim bebir alochem. Fine. So the Birke Yosef brings down a machlokes apaiskim. He brings a machlokes apaiskim in the shaila. Because of a Birke Yosef, I got uche in this case of a person has a zvuv in a case, there is a very interesting answer, I think, from one of the Gerer Rebbes. The Gerer Rebbe said that one should do as follows. One should take a spoon with some wine in it, the wine in it, and then don't take the spoon out, take the kais down. So that's called Eichon Mitoich Pseilis, which is a gewaldige, because it's not so kosher to take the wine with the zvuv. So he holds that you should, let's say, you take a spoon, and then you take the kais down. That's called Eichon Mitoich Pseilis. Fine. About Koponim, we have over here a... So the Birke Yosef brings down this machlokes. Because of a Birke Yosef, so this suffix what the Bir Halacha had, he found the Birke Yosef in the Machlokes HaPoskim. The Mistimas HaPoskim Shelechilko Bazeh, Mashme, it says, Abayre Pseilis Mitoich Oichel Afilu Biyodei Hayim. We just learned the Machaba Siv Dalet. You take the Pseilis from the Oichel, you take the psalus from the Eichel, 280, page 280, in the Bir Halachim. So he says, from the Poskim, it would seem that if it says you take psalus from Eichel, so it would seem after the boy can say Chayef. That this is also, right? That's what the Birke Yosef says. So the Birke Yosef is machmer. So we're speaking about that to take psalus from oichel b'shas achila. That means I'm in the middle of eating now, and I have a piece of meat with a bone, and I want to separate the bone from the meat, which this is Bishas Achila. So the Birke Yosef brings a machlokes, and the Birke Yosef is machma. I feel the boys and the highest. That means we're speaking about the Isis. That's Shat and the Mechaba. Zach to Bir Aloche, Ubi Noisi Bisforim. Well, the good he found first the Birke Yosef, then he was Misboinen. Umotsosi sharishonim pligi besvorezu. He says, I found that some machlokes arishonim. Vehine bechidushe haramban muchach kedivrei mari abulafie. From the Ramban, it would seem that it is mutter bishas achile to take the psalus from the yoichu. וזה לא של הרמב"ן בליקוט צוואר שבס, so let's go for you. שאין דרך ברר בכך, this is not called ברר, I just skipped a few words, אלו כאויכו, אני אגיד את זה משהו, it's just like a person is eating, ומוצא סוילס בחתיכה שהוא אויכו, a person is in the midst of eating, and he found soilus in the beast that he is eating. He continues eating, so he found a Ramban, the Mishnah found a Ramban. The Ramban is saying Pshat in the Gemara and Al Kaponim. The Ramban gives a Moshul Shuhu Oichel Umafris Psoilus Mitoich Oichel. He's eating, and while he's eating, his Mafris Psoilus Mitoich Oichel Shemutah. Fine? And that's a Ramban that told us Mutah. Later he's going to bring Omnam Divrei HaRosh B'Tshuva. He brings it's a Raya, not like that. Fine? Okay, so the Baal, the Mishnah Berurah found a Ramban that said, Amir the Koloshim, a person in the midst of eating, Umafresh Psoilus Mitoichoichel Ushamuta. Now, on this Ramban, which the Mishnah Berurah says he holds that Bishas Achilin is Mutter, the Chazanish is Choylik on this Mishnah Berurah. And he says, that's not Pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban only means if a person is eating and the food is in his mouth, shohu oicho, he's eating. Umavrish soilus minoicho, that means he's eating, and then there's a bone in his mouth, so you take out the bone. That's no soilus. That's cool, derech achila. But the Chazanish sign is, I started eating, I'm eating. I took one piece of meat, no bones. I ate that. Gewaldig. Now I'm up to the second piece of meat. Oh, this piece is a bone. So, no, there's a bone. So I'll take away the bone. And then I'll eat. So the Chazanish Stein is my story. He's in the middle of eating. This piece, I'm not eating it yet. I want to prepare this piece. I should be able to eat it. So this is not called derech achila. This is called derech breze. So the Chazanish is choylik on the Mishnah Berurah, and he holds this is also, there's no such Ramban. That's number one. The number two, there's another shaila, could be there the Mishnah Berurah will be moedet. He says, what if I have a big chunk of meat? And I have this big chunk of meat, which is going to take me 10 minutes to finish eating. And the left chalik of the chunk of meat has no bones. Fine. But I'm this big chunk, so I'm gone, but the right chalik has some bones. So before I eat it, I'm going to take out the bones. So this is the Chazanish, the kindness, I mean, shame is mine. This is called, I'm purifying the, I'm not eating. Yeah, you have a big chunk of meat, and takes you 10 minutes to finish eating. That's not called Mishas Achila.
Wouldn't the Chazanish distinguish between how he keeps the meat off the bone?
If you cut a piece of meat off the bone, you're tzaddik. So then you're taking the oichel mitoich seilus. That is no shayla whatsoever. That's right. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if this is before the suda, then you're not allowed to do it. But if this is Bishas, the eating already, I'm eating and there's a bone. So before I have to put it in my mouth, put the bone and then take out the bone. So Mishnah Berurah is Meiko and Chazanish is Machma. Okay, we have here a Shaila. Now I'd like to skip down a little bit. It's around 12 lines down from where we're up to. En it's Veroisi Besefa Maima Mordechai. It's around 12 lines down. It's towards the end of the... It's towards Veroisi Besefa Maima Mordechai. It's like from where we were up to before, scroll down around 10 lines. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mummy's 10 lines. 10 lines down, and the end of the line, V'ri'isi b'sefer mayma mochai. I saw, but that's, this is the last four words at the end of on the left side of the paradox. Risi b'sefer mayma mochai. Shekosav al siv zeh shine. Now, there's a Maima Motra, we just learned, a Boira Psoiles Mitoich Oicho Chai. That's what it says. So the Maima Motra says, Mikan Nire Bo, the Masha Noigim Besudois Gdoilois, by Big Suda Chioisei, so when they're preparing for the Suda, Likroya hadag migaboy. So you give a cooked fish, so you cut it from the back of the fish. So you take out the spine of the fish. At this you have the spine there, you have the fish is full of bones. So that's what normally one does by a big suda. One should not do the Shabbos. That means even though you're doing it, you're going to eat right away. Don't take out the spine. This is a Maimon Mordechai. V'chein yizor kol odom shel hashmich, before it's talking about a fish that has a spine, and the most convenient way to ensure you won't have bones in your fish is by taking out, cutting it from the back and take out the spine. V'chein yizor kol odom shel hashlich atzomis abosel lachutz, don't take out the bones. Elo b'derech achila, the haino. Etem sheyesh olav tzas boso. If you have a bone that has a little meat on it, yoiches boy lechel mimenu. So you take the bone, and the bone has a little meat on it, so you take out the bone with a little meat on it, and you chew that meat, but the bone has some meat on it. So you chew that meat which is on the bone. Lasulichoi achakach miyodoi. Yeah. Umiloshin said, Mashme, so he says now, from what the Maimon Mordechai says now, Mashme the Avrei Sachila Gufi, in the middle of eating, Tzorich Lizoyer, Shalei Lahafri Shatzomis Min Abos Lashlich Lachutz, Rak Achash Shekla Kolav Abos Abochu Yochel Lashlich. We see Nishayle, which we had before in Mishas Achila, you're allowed to take out the bones. So we see the Maimon Mordechai holds you're not allowed to. The Maimon Mordechai said only that you take out the bone that has some meat on it and you chew the meat and then you throw it away. The Mishnah is a Psalmelech Yahisha, we'll see. And Klal Yisrael, there's a Mekilim also. We had he brought a Ramban, the Bishar Sashil is Mutter. Okay, so that's some push. This is what the Maimon Mordechai says. Now, Agavuchim, the Chazainish is chaylik on this also. The Chazainish tainis, Gesnissen is een moeilijke magma. Dus er is een niche tijdens. I take out the bone. And there's a little meat on it. And I'll chew the meat. He says, you want this little meat also. That's what's biting. You want to get rid of the bone. But you're looking for a head. So I can't get rid of the bone. So I'll eat the meat that's on the bone. Oh! So the Chazanish says, who are you fooling? Your whole kavone is you want to get rid of the bone. So to chew a little bit, if the bone came out with a big chunk of meat, no, that's no problem. If the bone came out with a little piece of meat on it, so he's not too keen on this. This is mutter. Now, he says further as follows. Va'oisai. Now, this is in the brackets. Va'oisai she'ein olav boso. But what if you have a bone that there's no meat on it? Al yigaboy. So then the Maimon Mordechai says, don't touch it. Al yoichol aboso. You take the meat. But some may see a shawl because leave over the bones in the plate. Now, if he ate all the meat, he's sleeping in Yilsa. Adkan l'shayne. So now, this is a Maima Mordechai. So now the Mishnah Berurah wanted to be a Melech Yosha and Klal Yisrael. Vihine, Ein ha'olam nizorim klal redaktek poset. He says, olam is an Israel. While they're eating, they take away the bones and finish. You can't tell them, hey, you want to be a tzaddik and have to do it. But to tell them, he can't be moichet. That boy is kim the whole man in smutter. So the Mishnah Berurah said, Mishas Achila, Yizisa can't be moichet. Elo, Afkoidem Achila, we're talking about not Mishas Achila, they're preparing the food before Achila. Okay, going. Anoshim v'noshim shemechinim amachol lahovi l'shulchan gamkein. Ein nisorim klal. He says, look at the caterers, what they do before the meal. The kofen atomis mi'ala bosoch mikoidem. They take out the serving fish, they take out the bones. V'imkein nisholim be'isachim chatos. So then if so. So now the Mishnah Berurah wants to be a Melech Yosha and Klal Yisrael. She wants to say, Melech Chidushim. Behainu. Loi mi boi matzomes rechichi. He says, if the bones, perhaps this could be by fish bones or by chicken bones, in Eretz Yisrael, they eat the bones also, and they eat the bones. They get Shabbos. Yeah, it's what? It's mutter to break the what? To break the bone and eat it. Sure, it's as long as it's not a carbon paste, so he allowed to answer my sister. My but I'll compare them. The count is a moyedik machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is negayin simin shin yud ches, that means if you have a machol, you have a cholent, and then there is just all, let's say they have, let's say, chicken bones or other bones, and the bone is they eat it in Eretz Yisrael. They don't do my chicken, so the bone is part of the cholent. So it first gets soft by day. But at night, it's still pretty hard. So there's a big shayla. If you're allowed to move it on the blech, make it closer to the flame, get a blech before you had soup over the flame. Now you take away the soup and I put the cholent over the flame. So by tomorrow morning, the bones will be soft. So the shayla is almond hoses a big shayla because you are cooking the bone. The bone is not completely cooked yet. It's not this bashel called sochet, and we eat the bone. So, kaponim, so here the Mishnah Berurah, so we're talking about a soft bone, which is edible. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say some coolest. So he says, loy mi boy imatzomis rechichi, uruyim gamke lachile, the motziyuhu, the afla acher shemafridom, choyze boikon. He says, sometimes you have that a person has, when he comes to, when he's eating the suda, so he has chicken and bones. So he's Isaac in Oynik Shabbos, on a big oifen, so first he eats the chicken, then he goes to the bones, he takes care of the whole plate. He says, but so the soft bones which people eat, so he kindness, so it's not called by the psalmist mitaychecho. People eat this, people eat the bones. So Mamela, he says, if the bones are soft, so memele, so tzicha muta. The ruim gam kelechir the motzi dav lachas mafridim chayz boicham. Bevada yein shem tzeilus alayu klal. It's not called tzeilus. I'm really kizach. So it's cool. This is yael afilu im heim koshim. Afilu the bones are hard. So the bones will not be eaten. Vohu mishum. So he wants to be to be meiko, not to be meicha. Mishum kivin da atzomes v'abosa heim v'chibur echot. That means it's one entity. Shayech bin yoneinu ma'shehevi ha'mogdomom simintakyud m'shem v'yam sh'shloime. When you lose them, a bit say shtabru, that means if you have nuts with these shells. Vadaim hembekli possum, the aflinim boiler minechotu vein shem psalus olof. Yeah, it's called one mean, and it's not called psalus. And he says later, this is around eight lines later, the ain doime lipsoilis da alme subsoilis gomu shuhunifrad min hoichu, my shankin ze shumachubel beyachad min hoichu. That means there's a mognabom that says amuridikechilik. The whole boira that we are speaking about means we have foreign impurities mixed together with kidneys. You have kidneys, you have beans, and you have stones, and it comes together. So now you are separating the impurities from the beans, whatever it is. So there, that's called boiler. That's called psalus and oichel. But he wants to say, it's this is one entity, the bone together with the bosso is one. So that is, yeah. Ma she'en kein zeh shu mechubel b'yachad im oichel. So this is called tikin oichel v'en shem psoilus alayin kiven d'adayin le'niftruvu mechubolem b'yachad. That's what he wants to say. Yes. So Mamela, so he says, so he feels ice. He says, let us see now four lines from the bottom. Hayoite mikol hanal, the be'ais ha'achilo gufe. This is one of my psak from the Mira Lache. When a person is in the midst of eating, he's eating a meiko v'koile at somais mina boso. He's in the middle of eating, and then this piece is a bone over there. And he takes out the bone. Bevadai leinuchal limchois miyodai. We can't be moiche. He had a svore that he found a ramban. Bishas achila, there's a bone there. He can take it out. Vafilu bishbulisaken koide machila, before the sudeh. Before the Suda, that means 15 minutes before the Suda, when he's preparing the food. So he said, since this is one entity, so it could also be Mako. Avo, let's jump down to the last line, the Sakin Dovose Ava Achaz Man. But if this is not right before the Suda, this is, you're going to go and take out, this is 2 hours before the Suda, and you're not up to the Suda now. To my shenoygim besudas doilis, yeshli zoyer ma'oid, and my shrein the leel b'shem ha'mayim ha'mochai. And in the Dirshu, he brings down, the Zaynish doesn't hold this mice, so he holds one should take the meat from the bosa, not to take the bosa from the meat. And in the middle of the eating, he's machmel that b'shas achila, you should take the oichel from that. Some may say that is the shita of the Chazenish. Now, but let's. We didn't finish the Bir Aloch. The Bir Aloch is on Daf Kuf Memalas, the second line. That's atzomis that have meat on it. Avolois and atzomis. Shishayna leim bosa klau yeshlizoy shaloi levarer amalashlicha maala kaore kaidem achile. But doesn't have any bosa. Elo, yitel ha bosa, but some may see shavu bekoro. Vim kosher loy lidagdek bosa, to take only the bosa, yimtsoik bepivs ma'at. Kol etzem kaidem shemashlicha in lechutz. The Mishnah Brura says a kula is, and this is very much negay if one is feeding a child and you have to take out the bones and you can't give the child any bones in there. So what are you going to do? So this is an eitzah of the Bir Aloche, and he holds this as mutta, that each bone, you can take out each bone, but there's no meat on the bone, there's no fish on the bone, to suck the bone and then throw it away. So this is, so then his mutta then is a din of oichom b'teich oichom.
Mm-hmm.